computer.
How's it going?
Oh,
what?
I don't know. We'll see later.
That's not promising.
I don't know. I hit something by accident. I was moving something.
You supposed to know what's going on over there.
Not when my hands be moving. I'm a little quiet. My mic is good.
You sure?
Yeah.
Why don't wear headphones anymore?
Because they're in my room.
Okay, so you don't wear them because they're in another room.
Precisely.
Okay. Ladies,
you wear your Yeezys today. I wanted to see them on feet.
Nah, I'm gonna bust them out next couple weekends.
Date night.
One of the little brimless joints.
You see them matching?
Yeah, I did. They was here.
They came here dressed up like that.
Yes, they was Paul and Paulina Bunyan. It was out here looking
all the miles on the car. Already, you already break it in.
Don't answer that.
Went like 100 the other day.
Yeah, you did.
100 is easy to get in that car.
I bet it is.
And you don't even feel like you're doing 100.
I bet it is. Mm-hmm. Crack the window, too. Get a little of that air out.
Probably had one of them hands and one of them thighs.
She took a century.
You know where this speed is taking us? To family. That's where it's taking.
Oh, my God.
It did. Yeah, don't do we that. Got there.
I'm just don't saying. Sometimes you get the family, man. Nah. And that's okay. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome back to another episode of the Man Look Podcast. Join with Ed, the producer.
Back at it again.
Donovan Damage.
And Niles.
And I'm your host, the Mass Swami. And Ed, the producer, it was on an excursion a little while ago.
I guess you could say it was an excursion.
It was quite the excursion. He was telling me little bits and pieces about it. And he's on his positivity now because of all the speakers.
Gotta go get it.
Gotta go get it.
Gotta go
get it. I feel like you're going to give us little gems every once in a while.
I will now.
I like that. Now we're going to know where this new... this new wave of positivity is coming from.
Selling the house. Getting it. Got to make the right move.
This one?
Maybe. Not yet. Not yet. After the Tesla.
So there's a plan for a plan for a plan.
Oh, I have like a 5-year plan. I have my 1-year plan, my 2-year plan, my 3-year plan.
All the way up to 5 years?
Yeah, exactly.
That's how time works.
So we'll see what happens.
Okay. Ooh.
Sorry, still cleaning up this makeup.
I don't know if that is what you think it is, but I don't know what it is, so...
Maybe it's dirty cocaine.
Heroin?
Is that dirty cocaine?
I think so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They had these little dogs at the park. They were adorable.
What? Why did heroin make you think of little dogs?
Because they were doing their job. Well, they're not little dogs. They're like regular-sized dogs, but they were doing their job, sniffing up people's butt cracks.
Oh, like... They were working.
Yeah. I named them all. There was Gunner, Hank, Balto.
I like
Balto's a good one.
Balto. I really like
classic.
Gunner and Hank sound like hard working dog names.
They're probably lazy.
I mean, if they're at work, you know, hopefully they are hard working. But damn, that was at Disney? People be doing that type of stuff at Disney?
Yeah. They had cops at Epcot.
For a certain situation or just having them around?
Just having them around, just in case people get out of hand.
Speaking of getting out of hand, I was talking to Colin about porn earlier. And I was thinking about OnlyFans. I put a video in the group chat about, like, there's one dude on this podcast was talking about how he was embarrassed about the subscription that he had and the 4K videos and blah, 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 blah. And I was thinking about
watching porn 4K.
Right?
Jesus Christ.
But that was one of the draws of it, was because, you know, 4K, which is fucking wild. But I was thinking about OnlyFans and whose OnlyFans I would actually pay for. And I feel like it would have to be like some... Alive or... You know the whole thought process of who would you have dinner with, alive or dead, fiction or nonfiction, blah, blah, blah. And I was thinking about whose OnlyFans I would buy, alive or dead, nonfiction or fiction. And I was thinking about two people. First one would be Marilyn Monroe. I feel like hers would be pretty solid. And then left field, Abraham Lincoln. I feel like,
why Abraham Lincoln?
Because one, he's a president, right? So I feel like if he has an OnlyFans, it would be some really off the wall shit. It would be something odd. And I feel like I would want to see what the fuck it is. Right? Either him or FDR.
Franklin?
I feel like he would be like skinning animals on his joint.
Oh my God.
And I will kind of want to see that. Like, think about seeing a president skin a fucking, what do you skin? A fucking Wolverine? You wouldn't want to see that? No?
I can go on YouTube for that.
Exactly.
I know, but you wouldn't be able to see a president doing it.
I mean, I can.
They wouldn't allow it.
Ask That's George what you Bush. Got. No, my bad. So whose OnlyFans would you pay for?
Your mama's.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
No one's.
No one alive or dead. You couldn't think of anybody. This person has an OnlyFans to pretty much do anything. With that being said, is there anything, anybody else?
No.
What about nonfiction or fictional people? Like a Disney princess or something?
I don't want to pay for no Disney princess.
That was just the first thing that came to mind. Well, because most of them are like super underage. So not them. What about like...
I'd probably pay for... If it was fictional, maybe something from... I'll talk to somebody from Supernatural.
Interesting.
I'll pay for something like that. Learn how to do Rengoku. Some witchcraft.
Ringo Goon?
Rengoku.
Neck ass.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Season 2 looks like it's just...
Yeah.
It's just his fucking, story, right?
No.
The movie.
It's the movie.
That's what it seems like so far.
Yeah. Because they...
It can't be.
All right, well...
I hope I'm wrong. Did you see the
first episode?
Yeah.
The first two episodes.
Well, okay. I thought it was just the movie, but from his perspective...
It seems like it's just the movie.
Because the first episode wasn't in the movie.
Yeah, but the second episode was.
I haven't watched the second episode
yet. And the third one should be out today. Right? Sundays?
I believe so.
Hmm. Anyway.
Shout out to Rengoku. He's not even the strongest one, but they were like, oh, he's so strong.
Yeah, I'm guessing since he has a teacher, his teacher's probably going to be, you know.
That blind man better back him up.
That's how they get you. They lull you in.
Whatever.
They think you think you got it, but you don't got it.
God.
I never understood that. The whole, like, hiding your power level thing that people be doing on animes and stuff. Like, why do that?
Can't show all your cards.
Exactly.
No, just get them out of the fucking way. Like, if you know you can get somebody out of the way, why?
Why? You don't know if you can get them out the way.
I feel like most of the times they do. Like, oh, I haven't used my full power. This isn't even my final form. But blah, 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 blah.
Full power.
Exactly. Just kind of whoever reveals their cards first.
But okay.
You want to be the last one.
When you want to beat somebody on their first, on your first level.
Exactly. While they're maxed out, then you're like, peon.
I just feel like.
KO Ken times one.
Smack, smack.
I just feel like the first time I get like punched in the mouth, I'm like, nah, I'm not doing this no more. I'm not going to choose to get punched in the mouth. That makes no sense. I'm thinking about like Bleach episodes when he got like all this shit tucked away in the bag and a fucking mask ready to go and all this other stuff. And just like getting sliced on and beat the hell up. And I'm like, don't do that. Don't. I don't know. Maybe like Baki. That should be crazy. They be getting fucked up. And then have some thing that they pull out at the last second. I'm just like, bruh.
Because they think they needed it.
Nah.
Yeah.
Because especially in that situation where people are like dying, I ain't got time to get close to death. I'm not doing that.
Oh, well, maybe you remember a technique you learned way back when.
Maybe. And it just taken me to get punched in the mouth a couple times.
Sometimes that happens. Or you just want to sample your opponent's strength.
I don't care about my opponent's strength. No, if my goal,
martial artist.
If my goal, right? Because if this is like for fun, and we just, you know, sparring, blah blah blah. But on that show, they be niggas be dying.
Niggas want to be unchained.
I ain't got time for that, bro. Just
want to be unchained.
Speaking of chains, you heard about this whole situation with Alec Baldwin?
Yeah.
How you feel about that?
Sucks.
It does, right?
It does suck.
He's not going to jail though.
I don't think he should go to jail.
I don't think he will.
Anyway. Yes, he should have checked the gun. He should have, because
it's not his job.
You're still handling a weapon, so you should still check the gun. But that ultimately falls on the responsibility of whoever's in charge of the props.
Precisely. It was blanks, right?
They're supposed to be allegedly blanks.
But blanks are still super fucking dangerous, right?
No, there's nothing in there. It's just gunpowder.
I know, but if you're close enough to a blank and it gets shot at you, it could still be no. Like, am I?
That was a live round in there.
Wait, you didn't know that it was a live
round? I thought they were blanks, my dude.
No, there was a live round in there. So there was a live round mixed in with the blanks.
Makes me think of Hitman.
Probably.
That's what it is. Somebody switched that bullet out.
Yep. That's why Bruce Lee died and his son died of the same way, was death on set due to prop guns.
Think it's a conspiracy to be had here?
I definitely think the Bruce Lee thing was a conspiracy, but Alec Baldwin, no. Just fat white dude.
He's fat now.
Yeah, everyone, all the gun people are, oh, he should never put a live weapon. It's the cardinal safety rules, yes, but he's also shooting a movie, so they have to point guns at each other. So that kind of like negates.
I mean, how many actors are going through the whole fucking Neo route? Like, and going, like, getting really good with their guns and, like, running them through certain situations and things like that. People aren't doing that.
Not the average Joe.
Right. So people are picking them up.
But, I mean, you should have some type of knowledge whether you're going to pick up a firearm or not.
Yeah, you think that's just with firearms or anytime you do something out of the ordinary out as an actor?
If you're going to jump out of a plane, you should probably know how to jump out of a plane.
I mean, what is his name? Mission Impossible.
Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise,
he really did that shit, right?
Yeah.
He does all of his stunts.
That's why he broke that goddamn ankle.
Yep. So? Jackie Chan, all his stunts.
Yeah, but Jackie Chan's stunts aren't, you know, jumping out of planes and shooting people.
Okay.
Nah, that man is like...
All right. Go to Jackie Chan and tell that shit to his face.
No, what I'm saying is, no, I'm not downplaying Jackie Chan because I respect him.
You are downplaying Jackie Chan.
What I'm saying is his stunts are at a certain degree of his current ability.
Yeah, like jumping out of a fucking hot air balloon and breaking your ankle.
Is that how he broke his ankle?
It's one of them stupid ass stunts. Way back when.
There was one where he broke his ankle jumping. I think it was one of the rush hours when he was jumping from the hover doohickey to a car or something. Or like jumping from one hover to the other. I don't know. He broke his ankle doing that too.
What I'm saying is like he has this wealth of knowledge and his stunts fall somewhere within that wealth of knowledge. You know, some type of stunt, martial arts, acrobatics, because he was a dancer at one point, right? Or like an opera singer or something.
Something
along the lines of that. So his stunts fall somewhere within that spectrum. I feel like as an actor who just grew up as just a person, your wealth of knowledge may not include guns.
If you're going to hold a gun, you should get gun safety training. Nothing you can say is going to convince me otherwise.
What about like a fictional joint where it's like laser beams and stuff like that,
like Star Wars?
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure they learned how to shoot the laser beam.
Buses lasers. It's lasers.
Yeah, so
it's light.
It should be setting the stun and be fucking people up, man. I'm just saying.
Nah, be set the sun. Be stunning everybody.
I get what you're saying, and I do not disagree.
Yeah, but I mean,
like you disagree.
No, I'm not. Don't disagree. I'm just saying.
I don't think he's gonna. They'll try to get him with an involuntary manslaughter charge, but I don't think it's gonna.
You think so? I mean, how much at fault was he? Really?
I don't think he's gonna.
He wasn't at fault.
Yeah, I don't think it's gonna stick. Again, I think if you're an actor. And you're going to handle firearms. Yes, you should do your due diligence. But if you are told to believe that the weapon is cold, as in it's not loaded,
has a blank in it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then, I mean,
And it's a rough, it's a sticky situation.
It is.
It's like, you're not supposed to point the gun at people, but it's your job to
point the gun at people. So, like, yeah, exactly. You're shooting a movie so that you can't just, like, point the gun at the ground and then the next clip the person's getting shot. We're like, you shot the ground.
Continuity.
Exactly. It's not there.
Better be a great movie.
It's not fucking Wanted where all the bullets are curving.
Well, not all of them. That's just if you knew how to. Some people just got regular shot. Anyway, so you know, Aaliyah's discography is now like out and available in the world, right? If you did not know, that's a thing that's happening.
About time,
right?
Because you couldn't find nothing on. It was always under a different kind of title on Spotify.
Maybe it's like some movie soundtrack or something like that. But anyway, her shit is available, out and live, and it made me think about Robert. Of course.
Because you're going to get that money.
Not only that, right? But it made me think about him writing songs and writing songs for other people. Does that still affect, like, your boycott of him? If you were someone who was boycotting Robert, could you listen to songs that he wrote for other people?
I mean, he did his job. He wrote his piece.
I don't know. Is that a yes?
Or? I mean, if I like the music, I like the music. What are you gonna do?
That's what I'm asking.
What are you gonna do?
Because it's like, it's kind of, it's a little shaky, because you don't want him to get any type of benefit from you enjoying this, but you still want to enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Because you still trapped in the closet, Donovan.
Yeah, that shit's good.
So how does it make you feel that you're, you know, possibly putting money back in his pockets?
I'm putting 0.07% cents in his pocket.
And that's money, even if he's even still getting paid, because they could have pulled his contracts and maybe taken the rights. So,
but wouldn't that be royalties?
Yeah, that would be royalties.
If it's written in his contract. If it's not, then he's not getting paid.
I don't know how music works.
It'll go to the whatever company or whoever has the rights to his music.
So hypothetically speaking, if he still does have the rights,
then he's getting paid.
Yeah. And how you feel about that? You put in 0.77 cents.
He's still a piece of shit, but the band makes good music.
Because I talked about here, like, separating the artist from the art and trying to do that. Because if someone has a song written for them, like, I was listening to, I think it was One in a Million by Aaliyah, and Missy and Timbaland wrote that. So I'm like, okay, this is technically a Missy and Timbaland song. So if I was boycotting Aaliyah for some reason, hypothetically speaking, I could still listen to this song, right? Because it's not really her song.
I mean, was it on her album?
Yes.
Then it is her song.
So what makes this song yours then?
If it's on your album, and if you're on the writing, if you're on the producing, if your name is listed somewhere on that song, that is your song as well.
But it's going to be multiple people listed on a certain song.
There you go.
So people just have a piece of it.
Yeah.
Sucks. Huh. Unless it's a good song.
It just sounds complicated.
Unless you're J. Cole and you do everything in-house.
And then you just build other people's stuff.
Well, not necessarily, because people might come in and, like, help write hooks. They outsource for that type of stuff. You heard Lil Dicky.
J. Cole had several albums when nobody was on them but him.
I'm telling, okay, but if you go through the credits of some of his songs, there might be, like,
I'm not saying there isn't. I'm just saying most of his songs are him.
Yeah, very true.
Oof. That's a long list of people. Which one is this one? No Role Models? He performed it.
Are you looking at the credits for No Role Models? How many writers are on it?
54 to 13. Jesus Christ.
4, 5, 6, 9.
See, people probably in there suggesting stuff. Say this instead of that. Yeah, stay boop instead of bop.
That really works. Oh, this song is written by 2 people. Produced by hella people, though. What is Rock Nation? How is it produced by Rock Nation?
What is Rock Nation?
Exactly. Like, I feel like you got more than one person. You're not just Roc Nation.
I guess that's
the
coalition.
I guess so. It'll be produced by Roc Nation, as in the entire company.
They probably have like a producer subsection. And they toss it to them.
Yeah.
That those producers probably aren't like well off enough to have their own.
No, they know. They understand that they are Roc Nation.
Kanye West wrote this one song for him, or helped write this one song
for J. Cole. Mm-hmm. What song is that?
Workout.
Hmm. See, situations like that.
It stole his J. Cole song
because he performed it.
No, he helped write it. He's on the song. He wrote the song.
I'm just curious to know where the majority of ownership would go.
Ooh. The album or the label.
This one's just J. Cole. Punch and Click. What's a good song off his last album? The Off Season. Sorry.
I don't know, man. That whole joint was pretty solid. You can probably just pick one because the whole joint was solid.
All right, let's do Amari because Amari was pretty good. No, that's it. Performed by, written by, produced by Source.
Okay. Yeah.
J. Cole. Boy Ida. What the? Oh my God. Minish. Who the hell's Cole? Oh my God.
I like sometimes when you're looking at certain things, they'll have like little arrows, especially in the writers. And it'll like, oh, give you a little bit more about a certain writer. So you can go like, what is his goddamn name?
Let's go to J. Cole's earlier albums.
What is the dude Benny from
Benny Honors?
No. From Dave. Benny Blanco. Benny Blanco. So he has like a little arrow and you can see like other songs that he's written for other people and things of that nature. I always think that's really cool because you'll see like a what is it called? A trend, if you will. Sometimes songs will start to sound similar to other songs if you start to recognize the writers.
Brent Jones, have you heard Be Legit?
Too Legit? No, that's Too Legit. Be Legit, who is that by?
No, that's his name.
Be Legit is the person's name.
Yeah.
I've never, Jones. I don't think I've heard this.
Oh, he's a rapper, apparently.
You don't sound all excited about it.
Because I don't know who the hell he is. Mm. Ain't no no name bullshit, boy.
Okay.
I'm looking up different names. See who they are. See if they get some good guys in here. Earl Stevens.
Oh, I'm supposed to guess who that is?
Yeah.
Earl, can I know? I'm guessing knowing the song would be a cheating thing.
Yes. I mean, not really.
Earl Stevens.
No Role Models. That's the song.
Wasn't it just J. Cole on No Role Models?
Yeah, but who wrote it? Who helped him write it?
Earl Stevens. I don't know why, but something says 2 Chainz.
Interesting.
For some
don't look
reason.
It, you looking it up?
Yeah.
Don't look it up. I want your solid
You're supposed
guess.
To guess.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know it was a...
Yeah, yeah, guess. I know the
him.
Answer. I know the answer.
Oh.
Earl Stevens.
Earl Stevens.
Is that a clue?
I'll say Earl is the clue.
Earl Sweatshirt?
No.
Okay.
Because that would be
right.
The first one that comes
up. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Yes. There was a lip there.
You guys will get it.
So I'm wrong. And you weren't right, I'm guessing. Because if I was right, you would have said I was right. And if you already told me. Earl Stevens. This is a rapper?
Yes.
Okay.
Earl. We'll do one more.
I'm guessing it's an older person.
Mm-hmm.
J. Cole, who
not
is
not like old, but like probably around our age.
Who would be riding with J. Cole?
That's named Earl Stevens.
I don't know how obvious you think this is, but it's not obvious to me. I feel like he's holding
you're
back
gonna,
his power.
You're going
to
be like, oh, yeah, duh.
Earl Stevens.
Makes so much sense. The hold name on, hold is on. In the like stage name. Like not like the name, but. Earl is like
part of the stage name.
Yeah, something from Earl is in the stage name.
Earl Stevens.
Let me tell you.
Hold on. Do you have an idea, Donovan?
No, it's not him.
It probably is him. It's not him. Might be. He would probably be, if I was put him in an age bracket.
Okay, this is help. This is helping.
He'd probably be like around like Snoop Dogg. But he doesn't.
Pharrell?
No. Damn. He doesn't have, I was going to say he doesn't have the credibility.
Nah. Pharrell's Snoop name Dogg. Is Pharrell.
I was just dumb. Just make sure I would. Yeah,
like Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, I thought his name was Jamie Foxx for eons.
I did. Earl Stevens. See that? See, like Eric and Jamie, they don't even go.
They don't. Exactly. They don't. That's not even one of those like weird nicknames. Exactly. Dick and what is who's Dick?
Dick and Balls.
No. No. Dick is supposed to be a nickname for what is it?
Tom? Okay, back to Earl.
Okay,
back to Earl.
You said 40s. Oh, you said Snoop Dogg.
How old
is Snoop? Snoop is like 50?
Yeah, he's probably.
He's up there. Is he supposed to be in the next Mandalorian?
I don't know.
Oh, well, okay. Put a pin in that.
Earl Stevens.
It seems obvious to you because you already know. And I hope someone's listening to this and just like yelling at it. Because
the next clue, that would be like what the clue is. It just gives it away.
The next clue would be, okay.
Because the key.
I got nothing. You got anything?
He's from California.
It's a large state.
Very large state.
He's not.
Okay. I got one. Like what is his name? No, he's too young. Never mind. He's way too young. Damn, I thought I had one. I thought I had it. Okay, Earl Stevens from California. Too short?
No. You want me to give you a song that he's on?
Yeah. It's not. Okay, from California.
E40?
Fucking E40. God damn.
See, I couldn't because I was going to say E, but then I was like, nah, that gives it away.
Earl.
How? One letter?
You want me to give you another one that's one letter?
Yes.
Jordan Houston. He also wrote the same song, No Role Models, with Jermaine Cole and Too Short, which is Brant Jones and Earl Stevens, who's E40. So
you said his name was what? Say it again.
Jordan Houston.
Houston. Okay, so give us a clue about Jordan.
He was in a group of three rappers. He's probably around the same age, you know,
as J. Cole.
Probably like E40, around there.
Three rappers.
Yeah, three rappers.
Juicy J?
Yep.
Yeah, you out here. You out here.
See, look at that. See, you got it. That's all I got.
Oh, man. That's a nice little tidbit. Nice little game. I like that. Damn. It's why I like knowing their names. I like calling them by their first names.
Nah. They become regular people to me.
That's what's wrong with that? I feel like that's a good thing. No. This is the thing, right? This is the thing about music. I feel like certain artists want to have that divide, like that disconnect between them and their fans, and certain artists want to do the exact opposite. Like, I feel like the Migos don't want motherfuckers to be like, oh, this is, you know, fucking Jamal and Paul and Simon. I feel like they want there to be that kind of disconnect because at that point you can kind of believe them. Does that make sense?
They was raised in the suburbs.
Exactly. So when you have that disconnect.
And then they was like, oh, we chose to be in the streets. You were raised in the suburbs.
Why would you want to be in the streets anyway?
Because it sounded cooler. And I think that there's other artists where it is like, we want to be closer to our fans. With this new Adele that's dropping, I feel like that's kind of one of them. Because when you look at Adele songs, it'll just be Adele. And maybe another person, as far as writers. And I feel like when you have all these other people, the voices kind of get like, not mixed, but threaded, I guess. Weaved. Weaved is a good way. And it helps with that, like, helps put up that wall. Does that make sense?
Ain't nobody saying nothing. It doesn't.
Okay. So.
God damn it. Trying to find another good one.
Oh man, Earl Stevens. He does look like an Earl.
Who?
E40, yeah,
for sure. I was like, wow.
Yo, Earl. Oh, that's good.
No biggest. Oh man, it's crazy how many people like get on other people's stuff.
And I, like you were asking before, like, what is the criteria? How much input do you have to give to be like, oh yeah, I'm credited as a writer on this song?
Yeah. What was? Hold on. What was that one song that Kanye cut?
Chance Out.
Nah.
Damn.
Actually, that was my second guess. Is it I want to say it's Donda or Praise God that he cut Andre out.
I think it might be Donda.
It might be Donda.
Hakeem Carter. Donda. Or is it Jail?
Which one?
Life of the Party.
Life of the Party. Is that even on here? Lord, I Need You. That's not even.
I think
on
that
here.
It might have been
unreleased.
Yeah.
Wait, who? Oh, unreleased.
Yeah. Yeah, Life of the Party was apparently left off of Donda because Andre didn't think his verse would work if its curses were forcibly expunged.
See, because I thought he did another song that he actually like had the verse for, and it was done, but they just didn't like his verse.
Andre's?
Yeah.
Oh shit!
Wow.
I remember listening to that verse. I don't know who sent it to me, but I remember listening to it.
It was me. Was it?
It was.
So then, how do you not know what it is?
Because I only listened to the album the once.
I love this album.
Sounds like a lot.
Love?
I like it. It's a solid album.
Maybe I should listen to it again.
Put me on to what's name? What's the boy's name? That's Kendrick's little brother.
Cousin. Baby Keem.
And the rap. That should go hard in the paint.
It's a good gym music.
And then he was like, oh, I shared it to you. I was like, no, you didn't, boy. Oh, neckies.
Right. We all got on Spotify.
Some sicky slander. I won't stand for it.
Like we,
you
like
excited?
We all don't got
about,
Spotify.
What's the girl's name? I don't know. You just said it.
Adele?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, boy. I'm ready to be sad.
Okay.
I'm ready to be sad.
She got a black boyfriend.
Good for her.
She got a black baby?
I don't know. Yeah,
I know she has a child, right?
Uh-huh.
She got money.
It's Drake's.
That's fine. Shout out to Drake.
It says Drake's. Oh man, because if you writing something, right?
Meg Thee Stallion,
and you're like, I'm a
she got her own Popeye's chicken sandwich.
What? I think it might be just be the sauce.
It's still her sandwich.
It's better than what I've been doing.
Like just the I don't know. So you might be right.
Your name on it?
It's not
Butter.
I heard it's real good.
Wait,
though.
Wait, she got a remix with Butter and BTS?
Yeah, you ain't see the pictures?
Like, I ain't be jamming out the Butter.
Listen to that later.
Megan J. Pete. Bet that's Meg Thee Stallion. Or Megan Thee Stallion.
Damn, you think so?
Yeah, why she gotta be a stallion?
Her stature.
It's thick.
She like all around. Yeah, that. And she's tall esque.
Is she?
And she's 5'10.
Like 6'2? 7'4?
She's 5'10.
Is she?
Yeah.
With heels or without heels?
Without.
I don't believe you. Megan Thee Stallion.
It's crazy. I don't think I know what I'm talking about when it comes to these black queens out in these streets, man.
She is
5'10. Oh, it's crazy.
Well, she got education. She got education. Boy, get out of
here. She ain't no dummy.
She got Texas Southern University, Pearland High School, and Perry. What the hell? Prairie View A&M University.
Smart girl.
Oh, Perry on the. What is it? What's that show?
Perry Platypus?
No.
Little House on the Prairie?
Yes. Oh, Little House on the Prairie, Nick Ed Boy.
Damn, I thought I was on the right way. I don't know.
That's a Phineas and Ferb.
I know, that's what I thought he was talking about. Would you think he would reference Phineas and Ferb or Little House on the Prairie?
Little House on the Prairie.
I mean, now with now you would guess that. But before.
Prairie, not like Prairie.
Yeah, but they sound alike.
No, they don't.
I'm tripping.
They is fucking the Eagles up. God
Damn. Who playing?
Eagles and the Raiders. Las Vegas Raiders. The
Raiders.
I know that parties be fucking insane.
It's not as bad as New England beating the Jets 54-13.
That's a scrimmage. Jets. That's not even.
We on the way to getting beat 54-7.
We're down in it. I can't see. I mean, we're down.
This third quarter.
You think Meg the Stallion or Megan the Stallion? It's not Meg. Can't disrespect her. She got an edumacation.
You disrespect her if you didn't. That's a whole nother conversation right there.
Think she fine?
Yeah. Interesting. Oh, I'm the only one answering? Okay.
She bad.
What?
I'm waiting for you to answer. Keep looking. This nigga tripping. Are you on Instagram?
No, I'm on Google.
Probably be easier to go on Instagram. That's where to keep the pictures at.
I want to know what her personality like.
You watch the Hot Ones?
Nah. Did it just come out?
Last week.
Yeah. Now, they be a little lengthy sometimes, so I got to pick and choose which ones.
That's like the point of it.
Oh, last week?
Yeah.
Definitely not. I haven't seen like anything media related since like this morning.
Since your excursion.
Yeah, your boy disconnected. It feels good to disconnect. You guys should disconnect every once in a while.
I do that on the daily.
Highly recommend going to Disney World and Universal Studios, but do the VIP tour. If you do the VIP tour, you will never not want to do the VIP tour. I say we all save up and do it.
You want to learn a little more about the VIP tour? Ooh. That's a throat burp.
I didn't do the Disney one, but I don't think I would need
it. Is Universal the one where they have Transformers?
Yeah, that shit was aggressive.
Did you see Megatron?
Yeah.
Was he like talking shit?
Yeah. He always be talking shit.
I know.
Then he get his ass whooped.
No, I mean like he'll talk shit to the people that are like walking around.
No. That wasn't that one. No. They had the ride. The Mummy was good. Mm. Universal loves water. Okay, I will say that.
I mean, it's in Florida. It's hot down there.
It's like a bunch of them 3D rides that's like sometimes roller coasters, sometimes not.
There's like the moving seats.
Yes, but every ride, like 90% of the ride, yes. Yep. No matter what, they find a way to put it in there. It's just like, I'm like, come on. Come on, what are you doing? What
keep
you
them
doing?
Nipples poking.
Whatever.
Oh, I thought
they were just Ratatouille, the new Ratatouille ride. We got on that. First of all, you have to get in the virtual queue. It's only two times you can get in the queue.
Like times a day?
Yes.
Oh,
seven and one. Other than that, that's it.
Sounds complicated.
We were given tips. Just hit okay. That was the only tip we were given. So we're sitting there on the bed and we're just like, refresh, 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 refresh. 6:59, refresh, refresh, refresh. 7 o'clock, the button is blue. I'm like, okay. And then not closer to God. What's the girl's name? Oh, Dreamville. She was like, oh, I didn't get it. I was like, well, guess who did it?
Wow.
And then I was like,
so funny.
I was
like, you're not there together.
I mean, she was in my boarding group. Plus, we're always super competitive. That's why we played Toy Story Mania like 7 times. Hollywood Studios has the best rides out of all of them. Hollywood Studios. What's the Avatar one? The Avatar one's pretty cool.
Is that when you ride the little...
Yeah, that shit is like deep. So it's like you get on like this bike thing. Like it's like a motorcycle and they like clamp you in like right here. And that's all that's holding you in. So they have like vibrating things right here that like give you like tension. Like, I almost had an anxiety attack on one of the rides though. Shit was stressing me out.
Is this when you were drinking?
No, we were at Epcot, though, and it's called Soarin', and they put you literally, they put, like, 50 people. That's how they do it. They just mass put everybody in this one room, and, like, you can see, like, people getting in their seats. Like, you see everybody around you, everybody getting in their seats, and they just, like, it's, like, imagine, like, a row of five. It was, like, a row of four, and it was, like, four wide.
That's four how many people wide. Okay.
Of, like, no, it was, like, four rows of, like... Let's say like seven people, eight people.
Okay.
So it's like that wide, that many deep, and they just pick them all up at the same time. So everybody's like stacked on top of each other. So we're sitting there, and we're in like this little gliding thing, and it's, we're like 20 feet off the ground, held on by like a seatbelt, just like gliding over. And we're supposed to be flying anyway. I'm like, this is like, it's a fucking seatbelt, okay? And I'm 20 feet off the ground. I don't like where I'm about to go. It's whatever.
That's not lethal from that height.
It'll hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Putting ankles. Decaps. I recommend doing the droid thing. I put wouldn't put that top of the list, but it's up there.
What do you mean? Why wouldn't you put it? Because that was one of the top tier things that you were interested in when were.
Yeah.
The Star Wars?
Yeah.
Building, making your droid?
Yeah. It's good, but it's not like the best.
Did you bring it back?
I got it shipped back.
Okay.
It'd be here in like 2 months.
Damn.
Maybe not 2 months. They said 7 to 14 business days. So
that's 2 weeks.
That's a long time.
You know he'd be rounding up.
Plus that shit.
That's a month.
That shit ain't gonna be here.
Because business days are Monday through Friday.
Exactly. That's 4 extra days thrown in there. But it's just gonna sit on the shelf.
What? It's not no big ass.
It's like that big.
Oh, I thought it was.
It's like a good size. A foot. Yeah, it's like a foot, and it like goes and it like turns its head. You hit a little button. It goes boop 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 boop.
So it's not just a static, it actually
Yeah, it does moves. Stuff.
That's dope.
The experience is like, nah, it's the droid that's the cool part. The lightsaber, that experience, something else.
Tell me about this lightsaber situation.
The lightsaber experience. So what you do is, so since it's so popular, you started running like later into the day. Mm-hmm. So I had a 9:30 appointment at night. Park closed at 9.
Wow.
So I went there to check. I was like, is this right? Because it's 9:30, park closed at 9. How does this work? I was like, oh, yeah, we run it. Wasn't even the last one. That's the worst part. They had one at 10 o'clock.
I was like,
God damn. First of all, you don't want to take the 10 o'clock one because then you got to walk back to your hotel. Your boy was not trying to walk 30 minutes. But I wasn't against it because then I get to play with my lightsaber while we're walking.
Mm.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It made little noises. So you have 4 things to pick from. You have 4 like classes. You have like power and control. That's like the Sith. You have like nature and something. You have peace and justice. I think that's purple in the blue one. I don't know what the blue one was. I can't remember. But like the blue one, each style had like their own like type. So like the nature one, the green one was like elemental stuff. So you use like a tusk on the end, and like your middle thing could be like wrapped in like a cloth or something, and
okay.
So
cloth.
Golly. What was the other thing? The purple was like gold and like silver, and like it was mad like royalty and luxurious and whatnot. The blue was kind of like pieces just like similar to like Luke Skywalker's like bits. Yeah.
So do you like get different pieces, I'm guessing, of the hilt, of the handle part?
So, and before we get there, okay. The Sith is like black and like Sith-like, I guess is the best way to put it. So what they do is you get, so it's made in 6 pieces. Like there's 6 separate sections. You have the top piece, the bottom piece. So you have the emitter that's like this big and it's on the top. Then you have like the chassis that's underneath that holds all the pieces on there. Then you have the 2 tops and bottom pieces. They're separate. You get 4 choices of those. You get 2 of the emitter. You get 2 switches, and that's in between the big piece on the top and bottom. So you get 2 switches, 2 different types of switches. And then you have 1 like base piece, which is, or 2 choices of the base piece at the bottom. So you have quite a bit of options to like play with, because the top and bottom pieces aren't like specifically for top and bottom. Like you can switch them around and you get 4 pieces of those.
Is that within the certain categories?
Yeah, that's only within. So you can't like cross mix categories, but you can like just stay within your category.
Gotcha.
Interesting. Then it's like a whole like, it's a whole process. The guy comes in, is like, come in here. You know, we're just making scrap metal. And, you know, this, that, and the third. And they're like, that's all they talk about. Like, they will never, outside of that room, you never mention a lightsaber. Like, just nobody ever mentions a lightsaber. It's always, you're just making scrap metal. And like they were like, yeah, don't tell nobody. But you either just got a 5-pound weight of metal, or you're like making like just a pipe or this, that. They're just telling you different stories. And then you go in there and they're like, oh, this is like this and that. And they close the door and it gets all dim. And I don't know how they do the lights, but the guy's like holding up the kyber crystals and the roof, the lights on the top are changing. I'm looking around like, which one of you motherfuckers got their hands tied? Who's changing these lights in here? But no, that guy was like, I think, what's the name has a video of it, of like the guy doing the last part. Because they come around at the end and they like pop it into this thing. He's like, now put your dominant hand on there and turn it on. And the thing's like, and like everybody in the room turns it on.
How many people are in the room?
It's like 15, maybe. Mm-hmm. Like 10 or 15. It's not that many.
And how long is the process?
It's like 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah. Well, that's not bad. Too bad.
Yeah.
But if you have like a couple hundred people trying to do that, it might take a little bit.
Then you get like a little pin. Still not too bad. They give you a little pin that you're supposed to wear. I didn't know that. I had mine in my pocket.
What is the pin supposed to do?
It just signifies which category you pick, so they know which one to give you.
Okay. Do you still have the pin?
Yes.
It sounded like a question.
It's in some pocket of somewhere. I don't know exactly.
Did you go get your wand?
Nah, that shit was like $60.
How much was the lightsaber?
More than so the way he broke it down to me, like
neck ass.
The way he broke it down to me, so you can get someone's wand, you can get Harry or Hermione's wand.
What? You can get your wand from
however
the thing?
If you wanted to do that, a custom wand was like,
it's a lot. It's like 100,
a little bit more,
like a little.
I'm gonna get my own shit that I built on that fucking thingamajig.
Man, I don't know who had the dopest wands. First of all, some places, depending on where you go, they like interchange Dumbledore and Grindelwald for the what's the name, the Elder Wand.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, it was like, oh, this is Dumbledore's wand, and it wasn't the Elder Wand because it gave it to Grindelwald. So I was like, ah, that's bullshit. You already know. But Sirius, in my opinion, has like the best looking wand. His wand is dope. I get a Sirius wand.
I mean.
You ain't get no cloak. You ain't get no Slytherin.
Oh, that shit's expensive.
Damn.
Is the apparel?
Yes. Like a sweater was like
$80. $80?
Yeah. And that was both places, like Disney too. Like
that shit don't even make you invisible. That's crazy.
They had like a knit sweater that was like $100.
Wow.
Like,
what is it knitted out of? Pubes?
Old people hair. Made by old people.
Centaur tails.
It's like FUBU, but for old people.
Little brittle fingers.
Exactly. Nah, that shit was way too expensive for my liking.
Yeah, I wanted to just get up my lightsaber and my fucking wand. Yeah. Maybe a Raven car.
Go for it.
Whoa. Super dangerous leaving the park. Boy, don't. Boy, what? Nigga?
And if you do go, ship your stuff at Disney. Just take the 7 to 14 days. Because I shipped my stuff at. I shipped the droid out at Disney and that was $12. I shipped the lightsaber from where we stayed at, $100. Hurt my soul. I almost told him to take it back.
That's a whole nother lightsaber.
Exactly.
Golly.
So heartbreaking, but it'll be here Wednesday.
Then you got to expedite it?
No.
So then what the fuck's wrong with everything
exactly.
else?
Exactly. And I was like, what are your shipping options? Well, we have ground. Then we have Express. That's an extra $40. I was like, well, is it going to be here tomorrow? Because I'd do it if it's Express at this point, extra $40. Now, that shit's expensive.
I wonder, the extra $40, I just follow you around with it. Just leave with you.
Honestly, it's
someone
shipped,
holding it.
It shipped before we even like got on the airplane.
Oh.
So. Okay. Let me actually check where it is. Let me see. Yeah, but fuck that.
Put the wand in your pocket.
Right, that shit would have been right in my book bag in case I go on the plane and somebody wanted to act up. Expelliarmus!
You gotta hold it like this.
I wish I had. I would have did it. So I had a little kid who needed to pee behind me on the way back. And like he kept kicking my seat.
Why ain't go on the plane?
They got bathrooms in there.
I don't know why. Their mom. His mom got up with like fear. It was the people who picked up my phone behind me when I dropped it. And he got up off the plane, was like, oh, gotta go, gotta get out of here, gotta pee. I was like, too bad, we not even here yet, boy, we just landed. I don't understand.
That blows me when people like stand up as soon as the plane lands. I'm like, bro,
you still gotta wait for them to bring the fucking thing.
There's nothing you can do.
They literally told us like, you might as well wait because you know,
like the whole process.
Yeah, you still gotta get to the actual terminal. They gotta hook that shit up.
Do a little suck. The yep. door gotta
pressurize
come open.
The cabin again.
Like, relax. Like what? Whatever. Oh, I gotta catch my connecting flight. Well, you standing up is not gonna. But whatever. It is what it is.
Reagan was like dead too.
Wow.
It was like nobody there. We got in at like 9 o'clock. No, us
on the way back.
Yeah, we left at. Yeah, we got in at like 10 o'clock. It was like nobody in the terminal. I'm like,
really?
We could take that gum, the mints, the jerky. I was like, who's around
this? That's surprising for Reagan.
Hella snacks.
Is it like that all the time?
Nah, it's normally fucking packed.
I thought BWI was always packed.
I hate going to Reagan.
It seems Why? Mad old. Where are you going?
I'm getting my phone.
What's happening with your phone?
It's over there.
No, you need it. I grabbed my, yeah, but.
Why yeah. do you hate going to Reagan?
Because it's one, I got to drive to fucking DC. I hate driving to DC. Two, it's fucking DC.
Just DC is not the move.
I hate moving around DC.
Because.
You're liable to get a ticket.
That is very true.
Them traffic cameras are fucking fidgety as a motherfucker.
You're not wrong.
The Yeezys, though. I got them. Ooh. They were delayed. So I think they I don't
oh,
know.
Yeah. When did you order those?
The 12th.
Oh, okay.
And they're like, oops, delayed, and then it just disappeared off my credit card. Then I was like, what the fuck? And then it was like, they're shipped, and then the charge came back, and I was like, whoa. Okay. I was like, I'm about to get a free pair of Yeezys. Like,
okay.
Get
it. Oh man.
But yeah, I put them on. First of all, it's just like you got to slide your foot in there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Then they give you another set of laces in case you want to switch those out God. For actual laces.
Oh, I hate you so much.
He didn't do anything wrong.
I know.
But them shits. I put them on. I was like, I got a fit for this. I got several fits for that.
Honestly, that was going to be like my winter shoe with just sweats all the time.
I got an outfit that's white.
So jealous.
Like white. Kind of like almost muscle man hoodie.
You mean these... like a small shirt?
No, it's not a small
just
shirt.
Just a shirt. You're a large man.
With these black pants. I'm going to wear those. God. With this brimless hat. The gray one.
Where are you going to be going?
Out.
Touching
out
the world.
Yeezys, buddy.
You got to touch the world. I'm let them see you.
Got to stay six feet all around me.
What color are they? Are they like a neutral tan color?
I would say almost like a. Gray?
Can you put a picture in the group chat?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now, but you know.
It's like a tannish gray.
So you got matching laces with them too?
So those laces are like the non-tie laces. You just kind of slide your foot in the shoe.
Get the fuck out of here.
And then they give you a set of regular laces.
Thank you so much.
Damn, man.
I got my niece the oats.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I luckily won them.
There's the, what was the one that just came out? Or just dropped on goat. It almost looked like Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah, those are them. The oats.
Those? Yeah, those. I thought about getting those. I said, no.
I think it's so interesting the way that you have to go about getting these shoes.
I don't mind. For me, the way that, yeah, these doohickeys, I think they're the oats. Wait, why can't I see a picture?
Yeah, the MX oat.
Let me see.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, these are, yeah.
7.5.
Mm. Not bad. I'm waiting for them dunks to drop.
But Adidas, I feel like, is the best way to. Well, Adidas feels fair to me because it's like I don't get all of them, but I also don't see other people getting all of them.
Like the raffling situation,
they feel like mad fair, and I don't feel like I'm getting cheated.
I'm confused as to why they don't just make more of the shoe.
Because you need some hype behind the shoe. You gotta keep people wanting.
I think the only reason they made those eligible to buy is because the app kept crashing for people.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn. I mean, but not everybody's. It's still. It's. I
These
feel like
Jones is 178 on GOAT right now.
Are those the scraps?
Yeah.
Wait, they just came out?
Click, click, click.
I mean, that's the one you wanted.
Yeah.
Oh, they out now? 178?
On GOAT. For my size.
Interesting. Send me that link. But yeah, as far as the Yeezys, like that whole, just make more, like the price point.
I'm trying to put my captain to buy some. My captain is this like white dude that loves to hunt, and like real farm type white dude. Small though, like he's not small, but he's like a slim white dude. And he was like, man, I almost bought a pair of Yeezys, but then I wore them up in here. And I was like, man, they were like, what the fuck you doing with those? And I said, get them, yo. They comfortable shoes. So I'm trying to convince him to get a pair of Yeezys. And I was like, yeah, when you wear, get them and you're going to wear them, let me know so we could come in.
I mean, but that's not a work shoe. You about to
be a captain.
Wait, which one?
He'll be chasing ones? People down no more?
The ones that we get, the 350s. No, he be in the building.
Chilling.
Cooling it.
Feet be mad comfy.
Feet be kicked up.
But yeah, like, I feel like the price point kind of makes them, gives them that exclusivity.
I think the price point is solid.
The price point is fair for Yeezys. I feel like Jordans are now, they're too, way too much. Jordan's price point used to be less than the Yeezys, and now they're far above the Yeezy. Especially when they started doing off-white everything.
And the collabs and stuff. Fucking
Virgil.
I think Yeezys are slightly over. Like, the 350s are slightly overpriced because of the hype. The rest of them are fairly priced for what they are.
Can I ask how much yours were? Is that
the standard 220, 230?
Which is a good price.
Yeah.
Wait, the ones you just got?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a pretty good price for those. Feels like more material.
I think it was like 222. Or no, 220, yeah, and I paid 233 with taxes and shipping.
Yeah, that's what the 350s go for.
Yeah.
Hmm.
No matter the size. It's crazy.
He's not wrong. No matter the size, you're going to pay like 230 for the 350s.
I really want to do so. Well, I've been trying to get me some high tops for a long time.
I mean, you ain't dead.
Who ain't dead?
You.
I got money to put elsewhere.
Okay.
Told you, I'm about to go get it, son.
About to go get it.
Got to go get it.
Let's go get some help for these people with this advice segment.
My hope is to go get it. Right?
I think this is interesting because it deals with a photographer, and you be photographizing. This is from WeFora 1083. Advice needed, of course. That's why you're here. Photographer used a hidden camera on my girlfriend at a modeling shoot. And is selling the photos. She signed a document beforehand and does not recall what it said. She does not consent to the photos that have been taken against her will, nude in brackets. What can be done, please? Now, that's just the title, so let's see what else. As above, she consented to him selling the photos. She agreed to take on the main camera and was not aware of the hidden camera, which caught her changing, etc. She fears that whatever she signed unwittingly gave him permission to do so. She has signed since paid a friend a huge sum of money to take down the leaks from Reddit, but the friend has not dealt with the source of the issue. For context, all the friend did was use a tracer link and threaten the user, a buyer of the aforementioned content, who then deleted. There has been report of the paid guy. This can't go on. Please help. Okay, so what
can you sum that up for me?
Okay, so WeFora 1083 has a girlfriend who had some pictures taken of them without their knowledge, with a hidden camera. However, they did sign something saying that the pictures taken of them could be used, but they didn't know that the hidden camera was a part of it.
That's a standard. Well, signing something, like any picture that a photographer takes is technically their picture.
Yes.
The hidden camera thing.
That's where it gets wonky. Mm-hmm. Well, because if
that was in there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If that's in the contract. They just need to
get a document. Ask for a copy of the documentation so you can read through it. And if it doesn't say anything, ask for the one that you signed.
Mm.
Read through it. And if it doesn't have anything about hidden cameras, then you can probably take that to legal action.
But if it does?
Then you're SOL.
Yeah, probably. And if it's on the internet for forever. That's unfortunate, but...
That's not quite true.
Excuse me?
If you have money, you can make anything on the internet disappear.
Like what?
Ask Kim K.
What are you talking about? Her sex tape?
All three of them.
Because I feel like if you wanted to find Kim Kardashian's sex tape right now, it wouldn't be an issue.
If you have money, you can make anything on the internet disappear.
Her sex tape?
Yeah.
I'm recording this podcast right now. But, I mean, Dom is looking at a football game. So you would have to be the one.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay. I disagree.
I agree. I agree with his agreement.
Ah, okay. I figured that. Because I feel like once, it's kind of like the whole idea behind the photographer owning the content thing. Once it's up on the internet, people download, transform it to different places, and it goes all around and does all this different stuff. And it's just like so difficult to wrangle.
No. I don't agree. If I'm a rich person and I have the means to take something off the internet, it's going to happen. Just because it's off, I'm not saying it's not off your computer, it's off the internet. So if you try to find it on the internet, you're not going to find it unless you go to somebody that has it already downloaded on their personal computer.
Interesting. Yeah, that's what it is. So back to WeFora, was that your name? WeFora, hopefully it doesn't say anything about the hidden cameras, because if it doesn't, then you can take some legal action. However, if it does... Yeah,
you're just going to need a copy of whatever you signed.
Yeah, go from there,
pretty much. Make sure it's the one that you signed.
Yeah, because if they give you some photocopy other bullshit, then ain't no telling what kind of changes they made to it, because, you know, people be doing that type of shit. All right, next we have Jordan Banks, okay, keeping it simple. They say, I need something better than a safe word when choking my partner.
The fuck?
Okay. My partner likes to be choked, hopefully, because, you know, if you were just doing it just cause, we have Red Lobster, like, that's not cool. My partner likes to be choked. I'm fine with it, but when we come up with a safe word before doing so while choking her, I realize it's a little bit stupid to have a safe word because she won't be able to say it while being choked. Another idea that came into my mind was to have her lay her hand on my leg / arm, and if she wanted me to stop, she could tap on me, but I noticed that it's a little inconvenient as she could accidentally tap me while choking her and having sex. Any advice on what we can do?
Get a bell. Cheryl. Get a buzzer.
A buzzer.
Buzz.
A shot collar. Yeah, put it on him.
How would that work?
And she hits the button.
Can't miss that.
Oh.
No accidents there. You gonna tell me there's an accident?
I don't think.
Oh, I misunderstood your taps and I kept choking you.
I mean, but if she's holding this buzzer, or
you don't have to hold it, literally put it somewhere where you can slap it.
What I'm saying, like, if you're being, you know, choked, if you're flailing around, you could tap it accidentally.
You think she's flailing around?
I don't know what kind of stuff they get into, except the whole choking thing. If she's
flailing around, then you've probably gone too far.
Probably gone too far, but they might like that type of shit, bro. I don't know.
Then they're just going to be one accidental murder away.
I think, like what they said to mention before about having, like, tapping the arm or the leg is a good idea.
No, he poked that motherfucking eye.
Yes, but I feel like a tap may have to be more specific on where it lands. Like, your general arm, maybe like somewhere specific on the hand or the palm. Well, like, your hands and palms are around her neck, so that's not going to work. But maybe like the elbow or the weenus specifically, or the anterior elbow, whatever the inside that's of it is called. That's
way too much. For
I'm just giving an example. Just
get a buzzer. Yeah, hit the buzzer. Smack the buzzer. That's the easiest thing I could do for you.
What the buzzer going to say? Get the fuck off me, nigga.
I don't know. Whatever. A loud buzz, a loud noise. Mm. Or you get a bell.
And just ring it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Bells and buzzers. I mean,
simple solutions.
Simple solutions.
Keep probably, it simple, stupid.
Yeah,
kiss.
I like that. What's happening?
Granddad be cooking some stuff. That stuff just smells good.
Is that stuff your mom left from the last time she was here? Because last time I was here, she was chefing something up. That shit smelled good.
Yeah. I haven't been here, so I don't know what she did. I know she left my room in disarray.
Oh my god.
Dirty. I didn't leave my room like that. I vacuumed it. And she ain't gonna. We ain't gonna get into that.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
Ain't my pig. Actually, it is my pig. And my farm.
So, yeah, bells, buzzers, shock collars, which is unorthodox, but probably very effective.
Mm hmm. Mm hmm.
Gotta do what you gotta do, man.
What do you think about the Brian Laundry thing?
The parents did it? I think the parents did it or they hired somebody to do it.
Okay. Called it. Wait, give me information. What happened?
I said it from the jump. What? The parents did it.
There's updates?
Yeah, he's dead. They found his remains.
Interesting.
Where do you hide under a rock? Aren't you on TikTok like 24/7?
Yeah, but they don't talk about Brian Laundry.
The hell they do? Because I've seen an Instagram everywhere. Some Instagram reel was like, Brian Laundry isn't dead. I seen his TikTok following go down. He's unfollowing people.
His remains were found. Where were they found?
Somewhere. They were in the park. The park that they've been looking at. Mm-hmm. Is where they found it, but it was like in a submerged part
that the parents knew the location of.
Yeah, the parents just so happened to be there that day when they found it. So when the water went down, like when the water went away or recited or dried up or however, whatever it did, they found like a camp-ish site. Like it was some of his belongings and then remains that the FBI confirmed. They never said the coroner confirmed. They said that the FBI confirmed that it was his remains.
So do they know?
I'll wait for the coroner's report.
Exactly.
Well, the coroner would know how long he had been, you know, expired. They didn't mention that on anything with the FBI. Hmm. Interesting. This is about to be on one of these podcasts for sure.
Up and vanished. Payne Lindsay.
Did you finish that, by the way?
That's just long. No. It's the case evidence ones. I'd be like, I just want to hear the next shit.
Skip them.
I skip all like the
case evidence and the Q&As. Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought they were important to the case. All right, then I'm going
to
start skipping.
Just listen to the story. Stick to the story. That's all you need.
But at the point, Ryan Duke didn't go to the arraignment. So he's used the not guilty thing.
Oh, you deep into it.
And then they're like talking about how they can get Bo Dukes on. When the friend was like, fuck Bo. I was rolling. He was going off. Yeah, he's like, fuck, you know what? No, fuck Bo. Fuck him. Like, he's not a real friend. He's a piece of shit. He needs to go to jail. I was like, yo, going in.
What did Bo do to you?
Were you shocked about like how it came about?
Yeah,
like out of nowhere, they weren't even on the right trail.
I was like
shook,
because I was thinking it was military boy. Yeah, yep. I was like military boy. Then came in, car came out the shadow, was already in the house, killed her, dragged her, make it look clean. Ryan Duke Dukes
out the cut. I was like. Got me shook. I was like, I don't believe it.
And I all of a sudden, all these people were like, yeah, you know.
Now that I think about it.
10 years ago, he told me he did this, but I didn't think nothing of it. I thought, you know, just being an ass.
God, incredible.
Okay, back to the laundry thing. What makes you think the parents did it?
Me?
Both of you.
Oh, I think they did it. One, I think they did it because they found out about it and they didn't want to have to deal with the repercussions. So they took him out into the middle of nowhere, killed him some type of way. So it made it look like he ran away and like.
The repercussions of what? Of going through like.
Being like an accessory. Yeah. Like they knew that he did it. They knew why he did it, how he did it, like all of that. But they didn't. That's why they've been, because it's mad suspicious that they're mad quiet.
Yep.
They haven't said a word.
And they bought a whole bunch of shit to be locked up in the house for the next like 3 months.
Exactly.
And they knew exactly where he was at. Yep. Like they was like, oh, let's check right here.
It doesn't seem suspicious that they're like, oh, they give him a whole park and not like, this is where we went camping at.
Quite suspicious indeed.
That's why when I saw, I was like, that either the parents did it,
they has to kill them,
or they found somebody and was like, yo, get my son out the way. And
oh, his parents.
Yes.
Yeah. I thought you meant her parents.
We said his parents.
Oh, now that's peculiar. I don't know. I need to see the evidence, man. I need to see that hard evidence.
What evidence?
I guess that's going to show up in the podcast. It's evidently going to be done about this. It's got to be one. If it's not already happening right now.
Probably is already happening.
Probably like that's one. Yeah, like they play were by like, play. Like a
the parents knew exactly. His parents knew exactly where he was at.
They went camping with him.
Yeah.
Like, the week he came back, they went back out camping with him, like, instantly. And then he allegedly came back to the house and then left out the next day.
Do they know the cause of death?
No, not yet.
That's what everybody wants to know from the coroner's report.
Ooh, that's going to be spicy. So his parents killed him because they are an accessory.
Yeah, because they know.
But now...
If they didn't know, wouldn't they be more helpful if they had nothing to do with it in general?
If they didn't know, they couldn't be more helpful.
They could be more helpful. They could have told him, oh, we went camping exactly here. We did this. This is probably where I would start. Or they could just give him up. What in anybody's wrong mind would not give up their son that murdered somebody? Like, how much do you really love your child to not give him up for murdering somebody?
You'd be surprised. Well, you wouldn't. Well, yeah, you'd be surprised. But I feel like that's more common than not when parents find out about stuff and kind of just, like, try to cover it up. Because, you know, you love people. You want to help them. Parents love you. They're going to try to help you the best way they know how.
Yeah, I think they killed them.
The inconclusive on cause of death.
Inconclusive. That doesn't help me at all.
It doesn't.
I'm quite curious to know the details of that, because that is going to say a lot. Because if it's like some animal got to him or something like that, then...
I feel like that's fairly obvious.
That an animal got to him?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, as the cause.
Yeah. You don't think that's fairly obvious?
There would probably be signs of a mauling.
Exactly. You've seen them gators.
I mean, yeah, but then his parents would have nothing to do with it then.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. There would be signs of a mauling if it was an animal tag.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Inconclusive, according to the family's attorney.
That means they know. They just want to keep it quiet.
And it will now be sent to an anthropologist for further explanation.
An anthropologist? Nigga, don't they study rocks? Am I tripping?
Fossils. I don't know.
Anthropologist. Okay.
Oh, I say fossils.
Anywho, let's get these would you rathers.
They were described as bones.
So wait, he's to the point where it's just bones.
That's what it says.
That's why we like this shit don't make sense.
Oh, that seems no! Way too soon.
Exactly.
He's been there for a while.
That
it's only been 2 months. What's October?
Bro.
September? Yeah. It's only 2 months. Can you really decompose to the point of bones in 2 months?
I don't think so.
The conditions would have to be extremely right. Like, right humidity, right kind of...
It's Florida.
Insects, animals around, like...
He was technically underwater.
That would... Yeah.
But bones?
So if it's just... Oh, God, this is going to make it so much more complicated. Because if it's just bones, any, like, damaged tissue and muscle and tears and rips and shit is going to be fucking gone. Did he have clothing near or about?
They said that he had a notebook, apparently.
I want to see something with some holes in it or some scratches or something.
He left with a bag. His parents left with a bag. Like a small bag that was like no
his flesh.
Thicker, probably. No thicker than like a folder. It was like the size of a folder, but it wasn't as like, it wasn't like a big like
bag yeah. full
of stuff. It was just like an evidence bag that was like.
And that was to go camping? Then.
No, that was when they found his body.
Maybe it's the suicide note.
Like his stuff or something?
It might have been. It could might have been clothes. Manila envelope? It might have been some clothes stuff in there.
I don't think it was that.
Damn. Both of them motherfuckers is dead now. That's crazy. And the parents had something to do with it and their lives are over.
The remains found on the Carlton Reserve on Wednesday, October 20th were skeletal. According to law enforcement officials, including a badly decomposed portion of a human skull.
Yeah, so maybe there's still meat left on the body.
Meat.
Oh, it sounds like it's literally just bones. But I think they can rule out an animal attacking. Because I feel like any time of blunt force trauma or animal attacking will break bones of some sort.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's definitely gone.
Oh, man. Yeah, Rafe, would you rather?
Bring it.
Oh, man. I'm I'm locked into this now. Okay. Would you rather only speak in one-liners or only quotes, only quote movies?
Only quote movies.
Be like Bumblebee from the Transformers.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the songs, right? Wasn't it songs?
Yeah.
Or radio?
Yeah, radio. I'd do quotes from a movie.
Have
you seen Date Night?
No, but I really want to.
It's pretty good.
Did you skip the bonus episodes too?
Yeah. Unless it like looks
swipe.
Yeah.
The one liners would be the one liners would
be the jury stuff though. Like at the end. It's towards the end.
Oh, it's towards
the end.
Where they
like actually do the jury stuff.
Now I'm on Brooke's story. Because the clip that he played before those, I'm glad I skipped those now because I was like, she was like, you want to know the real truth, Pine? You go-
yeah, the people are so funny.
Yeah. I feel like the one-liners would get old. In movie quotes, you could probably help. You can be more specific. So, yeah. I'm going to say with the movie quotes. Is that 3 for 3 for the movie quotes?
There's like 2 out of Mulan for sure.
Just all the time.
That would be all of, what's the guy with the lip?
Denzel?
Yeah.
So what movie would you pick? If it can only be one movie?
Training Day.
Oh, I was going to say the same
solid thing. Solid choice. I was going to say
the same thing.
I could always see myself using quotes from that movie.
Training Day is a solid choice. I guess it would have to be a movie with like a lot of words in it.
Kill Bill would be another one I'd probably use.
I was going to say any Quentin Tarantino.
I'd like to walk in the moonlight with you. Oh my god.
Pulp Fiction, if you're going Quentin Tarantino.
You don't have to go Quentin Tarantino.
Well, you're right.
What is the VIP tour they were giving us, they couldn't give us specific financial like things that Universal was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Told us their electric bill is $2.1 million
a month.
I'm like,
hot and damn.
They don't got a solar farm. Like, the fuck?
Y'all better put a panel up. It's in Florida. Y'all better put a panel up.
But they're making another park, and I'm really excited because it's like Nintendo and a bunch of like other.
See, I'm gonna have to like get some like use it or lose it up and get probably like a month's worth and just spend a month down there.
I have a $100 voucher.
Hey, now
that's going for the bachelor trip. That's how I'm flying down there, $100.
Hey, man, sometimes you got to put your knees in your chest. It's okay. You give it there when you get there. Yeah, I think as far as the movie, I don't know.
Come on, there's so many quotable movies.
There are, okay.
Like
fuck,
Harry Potter.
The first thing that comes to mind is Mean Girls.
You're a wizard, Harry.
That's the first thing that comes to mind. You're such a wizard. Yeah.
Fast and Furious.
Oh, my God.
Quote amount of time. Yeah. All right, 253.
That's a good one.
Interesting. Would you rather visit Wakanda or Zamunda?
Wakanda. Zamunda? From Coming to America with Eddie Murphy.
Wakanda, yeah.
Your old place is clean, Your Highness.
Yeah. Wakanda is just so much fly. So much flyer. Everyone's fly in Wakanda. Only like a couple people were flying Zamunda.
Yeah.
I'm going to Wakanda. I'm going to go to Wakanda.
Everybody was fine.
254, last one for the show. Would you rather have unlimited gift cards to a clothing store or an electronics store?
Electronics store.
Probably electronics.
That resale value is probably up there. Unlimited gift card? Fuck yeah, an electronics store.
Yeah.
They're going to be flipping TVs like crazy.
Fighting an orangutan with a sword once a year. You guys probably God. Already seen this.
Or the chicken.
Or fighting a chicken every time you get in a car. In your car.
You get a sword with the orangutan, though. Once a year.
I'm going to do the orangutan.
I'm going to do the chicken and hire a driver. Get an Uber.
I think I would do the orangutan too, but that would be so much violence. But it's only once a year.
Exactly.
But every time you get in that car, a chicken is just ready.
How big is my sword?
Average, but 3.
Are lightsabers a real thing?
If you can make it a real thing.
What's the average? I guess 3.
Depends
4.
On what. Depends on the sword. Depends
Chinese
on the culture.
Sword.
Get that John Bowie.
Chinese Ooh, straight knife. Short. Ooh, you want something with a little bit more range than that for an orangutan? I would get arms a mad
katana
long.
Or a claymore. I'd
probably claymore's a little heavy. You strong. You can handle it.
Get the katana.
Or just a regular long sword. They're not heavy swords at all.
I want the Green Dynasty.
The Green Destiny?
Destiny is what I meant to say, and you knew it.
Is that from Kung Fu Panda?
No, it's from Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Is it really a green sword?
Yeah.
Is that in the first one?
The Green Destiny, yep.
I gotta rewatch it.
The whole movie was about the sword.
Twas.
I just remember a lot of fighting, a lot of stuff that I didn't think could actually happen.
Like niggas walking on leaves.
Yeah, and the bamboo thing. Exactly.
Yo, that shit was so... That blew my fucking mind. When I need to watch that movie again.
Another good one is House of Flying Daggers. That's a solid kung fu flick.
I haven't seen a good kung fu movie in a minute. I should run something back.
Who's this white woman?
There's this, the medieval movie with John Boyega coming out on Netflix. I saw a commercial. Looked pretty good. Hmm. Always down for a good Western with black people in it.
Same.
Always some shit going down a ride.
Did you know that the original cowboys were black people?
Yes.
What is the cowboy then?
The farmhands, or was it farmhands or cows, something, were white people who did cow-esque things, but cowboy was technically a derogatory term because, you know, boy. So.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Everything's better when it's black.
Niggas on horses.
What's a cowboy?
When you think of like wrangling cattle, riding horses, farmhand, lassoing.
Yeah. Okay.
You're a cowboy. See it? You see the infliction right there? Boy.
It goes down and back up. Man, I got
good.
Anywho, anything else y'all want to talk about before we get out of here?
You didn't do any
small acts.
Watching movie stuff.
Okay.
Naked Singular.
Let's see. Okay, I just watched Hush. That's on.
I haven't watched a single scary movie this month.
Well, I'm recommending one now. Hush is by the same director of Midnight Mass. It's about a deaf woman who gets.
Oh, I think I might have seen that trailer.
A deaf woman who gets into some precarious situations with this guy who's trying to do terrible things to her. And hijinks ensue. Pretty solid. Yeah, that's gonna be it for a movie. Am I gonna wreck? Parks and Rec. If I haven't already recommended that, I've been seeing a lot of bloopers for that lately.
Treat yourself.
Rebel Ranch, is this it?
Anybody else?
For movies, Train to Busan.
Ah, you liked it.
It's a sad movie.
Twas.
A very sad fucking movie.
That what's name? The murder mystery movie?
No, it's a zombie Korean movie. Jesus Christ. It's fucking sad.
But it's good, though.
Fucking sad.
But it's good. So good.
Sad. It's so sad. I'm not sad. Gonna say it's good. It's a sad ass movie. It's really sad.
Horror movie on a train.
Is
it still on Netflix?
I think I watched it on Amazon.
As one does.
Recommend Venom. Let There Be Carnage. Stay Till the End. For TV shows, You, Season 3 on Netflix. What a twist. And I'm also going to recommend this show that every day came across on HBO Max, but I said press play, so technically I'm the one that picked the show. It's called The Outsider. It's written by Stephen King.
Huh.
The Harder They Fall is the movie. Sorry. Before I forget. Thank you, Stephen King?
Yeah. It's good. It has Jason Bateman in it. It's
good. Jason Bateman. Fan of Jason Bateman.
It's fucking already after the first few clips of the first episode, you're like, yeah.
What is it about?
Basically, this kid gets brutally murdered.
That's not cool.
They think it's this one guy, but this guy has a good airtight outlet, like. food saver airtight alibi. And
no air.
They're like, oh, can't be in two places at once. And then it's basically, it's, you know, a has to do it? With not a whodunit, maybe a what done it.
Because of Stephen King.
Exactly. Definitely creepy. Check it out.
Good. All right. Might have to do that because I got a couple things on my list on HBO. HBO been doing it.
Yeah, HBO is solid. It's solid.
Insecure comes back tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Fourth and final season.
Guessing that's on HBO Max.
Mm-hmm. At 10 o'clock, if I'm not mistaken.
I own that, so I can watch it.
Yeah. I feel like you're sure I'll probably watch it every day. But you're an adult. She don't listen. She wouldn't
Loving Hip Hop Miami. They got Ace Hood on there.
Excuse me?
I saw the clip.
Are you watching Loving Hip Hop?
I saw the clip. That's what I said, right?
What did you get from that?
So shit might be good. I'm going for Ace Hood. If I watch it, I'm watching it for Ace Hood. Ace Hood's that nigga. Jonathan
Majors. Okay. What is his real name?
I don't know. Probably Ace Hood.
Alexander Hoodinson. I don't fucking know.
So?
No. I do think it's gonna be something with an A. I guess. Maybe. What do you think?
His name is probably like Jonathan Smith.
Neither are correct.
Mm.
It is Antoine.
I said something with an A.
Franklin McCollister.
That nigga got a white name.
I know that last little bit.
Antoine.
That
yeah, Antoine. Antoine. Yeah.
Old regal head ass.
Antoine Franklin.
Yo,
can't you pronounce that name like? No, I was gonna say like
Antoine, Antoine is technically French, isn't it?
Hmm.
Antoine.
That was beautiful.
Saint Denis.
Yeah, you were so time. Good.
Is it though? Is it?
Sound mad salty right now.
Because I've been okay. So I've watched the last two seasons.
But did you watch the third season?
I did not.
Okay then.
Shut up.
I can't even say something.
What is there for you to say if you haven't watched the third season?
You're right. But what I've learned from the last two seasons,
just like Baki, they keep teasing this fight that never happens.
That's anime stuff, man. That's
what.
You wouldn't watch Dragon Ball Z when it takes weeks to get to a fight?
But at least the fight's happening.
Exactly.
It took forever in the manga, too.
See? That shit been going on for 30 years. 1994.
He's not wrong.
We getting set up. Played. I knew it. Once they mentioned, oh, I got to fight my dad. I was like, don't you mad. That shit ain't happening.
Well, if it's happening. If it's anything like regular movies, usually when there is a situation that's brought up, or more specifically a weapon that's brought up, it's gotta be used. Like whenever you see like a James Bond, for an instance, whenever they introduce a weapon or a gadget, they have to use it. So maybe it's kind of like that. They introduce this story thread, this thing.
It's gonna happen. It happens in the manga.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it took forever in the manga. It happens, but it's gonna take forever.
Stupid. Unfortunate. Really stupid. Okay. Anything else before you don't want to get out of here?
No. Nah, that's all the stuff I've been watching as of late. I'm also I'm watching this I Know What You Did Last Summer Amazon one.
Your heart's not in it.
I'm like two episodes in. I think I need one more episode to kind of give it a fair judgment. What is
this? How many episodes in a season do you
have? Yeah, I don't know. They release every week.
Oh, man. Appointment Television is back.
Ooh, look at Meg Thee Stallion.
Look at, oh, that's her hottie sauce.
Yep. Thanks, thangin'.
Anyway, at the producer, where can he find you?
Right
here. There it is.
Gonna go get it.
Gotta go get it. Donovan, where can they find you?
Donovan Damage, Instagram and Twitter.
Make sure to follow the show at The Manlike Podcast on Instagram, The Manlike Pod on Twitter. If you have any cues you want us to, you can email us at themanlikepodcast@gmail.com. And as always, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, thank you for listening to this episode of The Manlike Podcast. Peace.